Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Kiddushin. We are holding at Ve'ema Ki Yakeh, a few lines down, three lines down on the page, on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We're discussing the halacha that an Eved Kenani goes free when you knock out his tooth and his eye. So and that's all the Torah says. The Torah says you knock out his tooth or his eye, he goes free. So we mentioned even if you knock out other limbs as well. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ema Ki Yakeh Klal V'shein Va'ayin Prat. Maybe when the Torah says kiyake, that's a general term, kiyake. Then shein and ayin are very specific examples, and the rule is klal prat ein b'klal al mashe b'prat. Whenever the Torah says a general term followed by very specific examples, the halacha only applies to those exact examples that the Torah gives, and therefore shein va'ayin in midiachri nilo. We should say that an eved only goes free when you knock out his tooth and eye, not if you knock out any of the other limbs. And yet we know the halacha is that he goes free even when you knock out other limbs of an eved. So why is that the case? Now, a very important concept, kal prat in b'chlal l'masha b'prat, that when you have a general term followed by a specific, the specific examples are the only cases of the halacha. So I ask the Gemara, so how do I know that you knock out his other limbs, he's also going to go free? Answers the Gemara, that's not the end of the pasuk. L'chavshi yishalchenu chazar v'kalav. The Torah says l'chavshi yishalchenu, which is a general term, that teaches us that it's a general term followed by a specific, followed by a general, klal prado klal. And the rule of klal prado klal is yatodan el ke'ein haprat, that anything that's similar to the examples the halacha would apply to. So it's not only limited to shein va'ayin, it's anything that's similar to shein va'ayin, to knocking out the tooth and the eye. So what's similar? Ma prat mefurish mum shabagali venim chosrim. I've called mum shabagali venim chosrim. It has to be any exposed blemish that would not grow back. So any part of the body that would fit those criteria would be included. Ask the Gemara, well, wait a second. Shein and Ayin have even more criteria. Ima aprat mufurish mum shabagali ubatal mi malachto ve'ino chozer. Av kol mum shabagali ve'ino chozer ubatal mi malachto. Maybe we should say that the only types of limbs that if you knock out the eved would go free are not only things that are exposed mumin that would do not grow back, but maybe it has to have a third criteria also, that when you knock it out, he loses function. He's not able to do something that he was previously able to do. You knock out his eye, he's not able to see with it anymore. You knock out his tooth, he's not able to chew with it anymore. So maybe only limbs that have a function should be included. Alamatanya, why then does the Bryce say Talish Bezikno Dilda Boetzem, that if you yank on his beard and you dislocate a bone, Evid Yotzibam Lacherus, the eved goes free, the facial bones don't have any function? So answers the Gemara, l'chavshi yishalchenu ribuyuhu. When it says l'chavshi yishalchenu, that's an extra ribuy, so we're really supposed to darshan not as klal prado klal, but as ribuy miut ribuy. And whenever you have ribuy miut ribuy, whenever we darshan with that methodology of ribuy miut ribuy, it comes to include everything, that it's much more inclusive. So if you knock out anything that's at all similar to shein va'ayin, the eved's going to go free. Ask the Gemara, v'yiribuyahu, afilu kol al yadov tzemasa v'sof alachzor nami. Well, if we're going to include any sort of injury, then even if you hit him on his hand and it just and it swells, he should go free. Alam etanya, he kol al yadov tzemasa v'sof alachzor ein eved yotze b'lecheres. Why then do we say that if you hit him on his hand and it swells and it's ultimately going to heal itself, that the eved does not go free? If we're including everything, include that also. Same kain, shein v'ayin maya hanilei. Because if that were the case, then when it says shein va'ayin, what does it help to mention shein va'ayin if the eved goes free with any mum that the master would give him? So main point number one is the eved goes free when you knock out his tooth, his eye, or anything else that is exposed and would not grow back. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Bekulam eved yotze b'yam lecheres v'tzarech get shichur. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Meir Omer einot tzarech. So we have machlokas tanaim. When the eved goes free because you knocked out a limb, does he also need a shtar shichur? So Rabbi Shimon says yes. Rabbi Meir says no. Not only that, Rabbi Lazar Omer tzarech. Rabbi Tarfon Omer einot tzarech. Rabbi Lazar says yes. Rabbi Tarfon says no. Rabbi Kiva Omer tzarech. Rabbi Kiva says yes. He needs a get shichur. Now, how do we decide the halacha? Hamachriim lefnei chachamim. Those who used to be machriya. Machriya means that when you have a machlokas, you say, we're not paskening like this way or like that way. We're going to say, in circumstance A, we'll paskin this way. But in circumstance B, we'll paskin that way. So these machriyim, that's an important concept, machriya. A machriya means someone who like compromises on the psak. So the machriyim used to say, omrim, near in Divrei Rabbi Tarfon b'shem va'ayin, that we think Rabbi Tarfon is correct, that they don't need a shtar shukhar, and the eved just goes free when you knock out his tooth or eye, shatara zikzalo, because that's explicit in the Torah. V'divrei Rabbi Akiva b'shari varim, hol kenas chacham, but Rabbi Akiva would be correct that you need a shtar shukhar if you knock out any other limb, since that's not explicit in the Torah. That's only a knas midivrei chachamim. So I ask the Gemara, knasu? That's an important concept also. Knas means it's a penalty that the rabbis impose. How can you call knocking off his fingers or his toes that he goes free when you do that? That's only a knas that the rabbis made up. Kroy kadashinan. We just got through saying that we learned it out from Sukkim. It's not something the rabbis made up. Elaholum midrash chacham. No, what we mean to say is that it's something that the rabbis darshan from Sukkim, but it's not explicit in the Sukkim. My time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon that holds that it never goes free? When an eved goes free by knocking off a limb, you still need to give a shtar shechur. Well, yalev shiluach shiluach mi'isha. He learns the word shiluach that appears by eved from the word shiluach v'shalcham mi'beiso that appears by getting divorced. Ma'isha b'shtar. Just like when you get divorced, it has to be with a shtar. Ave benami b'shtar. So when you get rid of an eved, it also has to be with a shtar. Rabbi Meir, would say ikas of chavshi levesof. If the Torah would have written the word chavshi at the end, like you shall chenu lechavshi kedekamrit. So I would have said exactly like you said, that if you send that the if the adon gives a shtar, then the eved goes free. But hashadichsiv lechavshi yishal chenu hav lechavshi meikara. But now that it says the word lechavshi before yishal chenu, we see that he's free anyway, even without a shtar. So main point number two, machlokas, when an eved is yotze barashe evar, when an eved goes free because he knocked out limbs, does he require a shtar shichur? And some distinguish between Shein Va'ayin on the one hand versus other limbs. Right, that Shein Va'ayin does not require Shtar Shukhar, but other limbs do. Okay, the Gemara now brings different dinim about knocking out the tooth and the eye of an Eved. Tan Rabbanu, we learned in a Braisa. Hikalu al Eino, if the Adon hits the Eved on his eye, Visima, and he blinds him, Al Azno on the ear, Vichirsha, and he makes him deaf. Eved yotze ben lecheres. The halacha is that the eved goes free. Keneged eino ve'eino roe. But if you hit him near his eye, and because of that he's unable to see, keneged ozno ve'eino shamea, or near his ear, and because of that he doesn't hear, ein eved yotze ben lecheres. Since he didn't hit directly on the ear and the eye, he does not go free. Do you mean to say that a sound doesn't mean anything, and someone who just does damage by making a very loud noise hasn't really damaged, and that's why when an eved stops to see or to hear because of the fright of hearing a very loud noise, that's what keneged eino keneged ozno means, that you scared him so much, you screamed so loud that he became deaf, or he got so terrified he became blind? And so you mean to say that doesn't mean anything? V'atani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Tarnagol Shoshet Rosh Laavir Kli Zuchuchas V'takabo Ushvaro Mishalim Nezik Shalim. Didn't we learn that if a chicken sticks its head into a glass jar and it makes whatever sounds a chicken makes, I don't remember the song, you have to remember what sounds a chicken makes, and it makes such a shriek that it breaks the glass with the vibrations of the sound, that the owner of that chicken has to pay full damages? So you see that call is considered a real damage. A horse that neighs, or a donkey that brays, v'shavru kelim b'soch habayis, and through the sounds that they make, they break kelim, mishalm chatzi nezek, they pay half damages. So you see that damage caused by a voice is considered damage. So why is it when the master damages the eved's eye or the eved's ear with his voice, why is that not considered a real damage that the eved should go free with? Versus, there's a big difference, because when you're talking about damaging a human being through frightening him, he didn't have to be frightened. You go to a haunted house and you have a heart attack. You only had a heart attack because you were scared. Who told you to be scared? It's a haunted house. You should know better not to be scared. It's his fault a little bit that he's so on edge that he got frightened by it. Kedetanya, like the Bible says, if one terrifies his friend and causes him to be damaged because of that, the person who did that damage is pater and based in down here. It's just up in Shemayim. He's going to be punished. Ketzad, for example, takaba ozno v'chersho, if you scream loudly into his ear and you make him deaf, pater. You're part of Medina Adam. Achazol v'takabazna v'cherisho. But if you grab him and you yell into his ear, then chayiv, because he couldn't do anything to escape your sound. You grabbed onto him. So the bottom line is, we see that, and I guess we'll make this main point. The next main point is that when one damages a human being with his voice, with noise, he's not going to be chayiv. But when one damages items with noise, things with noise, he is going to be chayiv. Tan Rabbanan. Now, next topic. We bring Brisos and explain what's considered knocking out the tooth and the eye where the evil will go free. Let's say you hit him in the eye and his vision gets worse. It deteriorates, but it's not that he's blind. Or in the tooth and his tooth is loosened. If the evid can still see and he can still chew with that tooth, then he does not go free. But if right away he's not able to see or he's not able to eat with that tooth, then he does go free. Tani idach, we have another brisa. Let's say the evid already didn't see well out of that eye, v'sima, and now you blinded it. Shino in the duda v'ipila, or his tooth was already loose and now you knocked it out. Im yachalish tamish ben kvar eved yosef elecheres. If prior to you hitting him he was able to use that tooth, then he goes free. Now that he's not able to use it, now that you knocked it out, v'imla avein eved yosef elecheres. But if he was never able to use it beforehand, he couldn't really see out of that eye or chew with that tooth anyway. So then he does not go free when you knock it out. Utsricha, and we need both of these braces. So if we only would have had the first brisa, we would have thought that that's only when the adon affects a healthy eye that the evid goes free. Mishum demekar and nahar bar yavash and nahar kachisha, that originally he was able to see clear and now he's very weak. Aval hacha, but over here in the second brisa where you blind an already weak eye, demekar and nami nahar kachisha imalo, where you knock out an already weak eye, we would have said that he does not go free, because even though the evid is able to see with it, but he's not able to see with it properly, so it's not considered a real damage to the eye. And if the Tana would have only told me the second brisa, so we would have thought mishum de samia legamri, that's because you've blinded him entirely. Aval hasam de lo samia legamri, but in the first brisa where he didn't blind him entirely, emalo, I would think that he does not go free. Tzricha, that's why we need both brisas. So next main point, the only time the evid goes free of b'shein va'ayin is if you take away functionality. If you take away functionality, meaning if he was able to function before and now it's not able to function, that's the only way he'll go free. Tan Rabbanan, Hareshaya Rabbo Rofe Va'amarlo, if the master was a doctor and he said to the and the Evid said to the master who's a doctor, Likhaloeno, to put some medicine on his eye, and the master did that, Visima, and he accidentally blinded the Evid. He messed up as a doctor. Or the Evid says, Lachto Loshino, can you do me a favor? And give me a cleaning. The master's a dentist, so he went for a cleaning. Vihipila, and accidentally, they didn't have such good dental tools back then, he knocked out the tooth of the Eved. Sichik ba'adon. The Eved managed to outsmart the Adon with this request for treatment, v'yatzal cheres, because he gets to go free. Rav Shimon Gamliel lomer, v'shichasa ad sheyiskaven l'shachasa. He says, no, it's only if the master was trying to hurt the Eved, not if the master was trying to help the Eved. If the master was trying to help the Eved does not go free. V'rabbanan hai v'shichasa mai avdilei. What did the Rabbanan do with the pasuk of v'shichasa, which makes it sound like he only goes free if you were trying to hurt him? Mibay l'licha d'tanya, they use it for what's in the following brisa. Rav Lezer Omer, Harisha Hoshid Yado Lemei Shivchaso. If a Shivcha is pregnant and the guy is trying to deliver the baby and he sticks his hand inside the Shivcha to bring out the baby, and Simei Uber Shabameha, and he accidentally blinds the baby, Pater, he's Pater, the fetus, the baby does not go free. My Taima, Da Amakra, Vishichasa. What's the reason? Because the Pasuk says Vishichasa, and we learn from there, Achi Chavein Lishachasa, and since he did not try to knock out the eye of the baby does not go free. But when you're trying to apply ointment to the eye and you blind him, the Eved does go free because at least you do have intention to do something with the eye. Yeah, you were trying to fix it, but you were trying to do something with the eye. When you're giving him a tooth cleaning, you're trying to do something with the tooth. But when you when you're just reaching in to the woman to deliver the baby, you weren't trying to do anything with the eye at all. V'idach, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, how's he going to know that when you're delivering the baby that the eved doesn't that the baby doesn't go free? Mivashachas shachasa nafka. He makes two drushes. The fact that it says shachas at all, and then the fact that it says shachasa. V'idach and the chum shachas shachasa lo darish. Don't darshin. Don't think we can make two drushos from shachas and shachasa, that it's all one drushos. So the next main point is that we have a machlokas tanayim if the master knocks out the eved's eye or tooth while attempting to medically treat him, whether the eved goes free. Machlokas tanayim, whether the eved goes free when his eye or tooth is knocked out while the master is trying to medically treat him. But if he was trying to deliver a baby and knocks out the baby's eye, he definitely does not go free. Now Rav Sheshet is going to teach us another din about knocking out the eye. I'm Rav Sheshet, sorry, Shaisa, Einu Smuya V'chatata. If the Eved's eye was already blind, and the Ado knocked it out, he now removed it physically from the body, Eved Yosef El Necheres, the Eved goes free. My Taima, Mechusar Everhu, because now it's not just that he lost functionality, he's missing the limb. V'tana Tuna, and the Tana, our Tana, teaches this din in the Braisa. Tamus V'zachrus B'behema, the din that you're not allowed to bring for a Karban Ola, an animal that is not male, or that is not a Tam, that is not a Tamim, that has a Mum, is only Noeg by a carbon ola, ve'in tamus v'zachros ba'ofos, but that's only by a behema. But when it comes to a bird, if you're makav a bird for a carbon ola, you don't have to be makbid that it doesn't have a mum, and you don't have to be makbid that it be a male. It could be a female as well. So yachal, you might think yavshagapa nikta aragla nechteta eina. You might think that if it's missing, if its wing is shriveled up, or its leg is cut off, or its eye is knocked out, that's also okay for a carbon ola. Tamalomar min ha'of. That's why the pasuk says min ha'of, and from min ha'of we darshin that velo kol ha'of, that not every bird can be brought as a carbon ola. So you see from there that there's a difference between a mum versus missing an aver, missing a limb. Missing a limb is much worse than a mum, and that will be our last main point, that even if the eved was blind, if you remove the eye, that makes him a chusar aver and he goes free. Missing a limb is much worse. Just like by a bird, karban ola could be a balmum, but if it's missing a limb, it can't go free. Parenthetically, we say that if the wing was all shriveled up, that counts as missing a limb, even though it's still there. So the Rishonim explained, because the wing is like what defines a bird as a bird, meaning the foot doesn't define a bird as a bird. Everything has feet. Wings define a bird, so even when it's just shriveled up, we consider that like it's mechusar eiver, as if it were missing a limb. Okay, so that Hashem will pick up from Amr Chia Barashi tomorrow.